Welcome back to Mountain Money. Our next guest is Kevin Valleca from Shabu Restaurant. We managed to persuade him to come all the way across Sweet Alley to join us this morning, although I recognize that you guys probably aren't open on Mondays during this time of year.
We are, yeah. We're in that time of year where we enjoy our recuperation. We're closed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays right now.
Now, how long has Shabu been in operation here in Park City?
We are in our 14th year. We are 7 years at the current location, and then back in the day when Bob and I took over a little spot from Paula up in the Main Street Mall, the old mall days, and we were 7 years up there.
And what was your vision of Shabu when you opened it back then?
Back then, you know, Bob and I had, he was in Aspen, Colorado, doing his thing. Our family had invested in the Nobu in Aspen, Colorado, and did a remodel on an old house, kind of similar to what we see here in Park City, their downtown area. And I was working for Bill White and for Sundance, running Zoom, and just came a time where it was like, it's time for us to do our own thing. And the time was right, the rent was cheap, and we jumped
well,
in.
We don't hear that often.
We don't hear that often.
Now, yeah.
No, and it just, we started Park City Private Chefs and did a right after the Winter Olympics in 2002, we did a chef, personal chef company, not really catering, but just more of a high-end product that we developed, and to see if we could work together without killing each other as brothers to make sure we get into this restaurant commitment. You know, once you start one of these things, they're hard to shut off. You just, and so we, it worked, and we invested.
Actually,
in our,
they're easy to shut off. Unfortunately, it's usually expensive.
Yeah. It's easy to shut that down. But yeah.
So talk to us about the early years. You guys are a very well-known entity restaurant here in Park City today. You guys were voted best restaurant in Park City by Salt Lake City Magazine. But what was the first year or two like running Shabu?
You know, we did it ourselves, and that was the fun part of it. We went to Las Vegas and bought used equipment on a trailer. We went, you know, we just kept reinvesting in ourselves and kept flipping it and working very hard and attracting a lot of great people.
Did you know right away, hey, we've got a great concept here, we've got a great location?
We did. Bob and I are from Chicago. He went to culinary school in Chicago, and I went to University of Illinois, and we just knew from our background in Chicago, people would find the great food. You know, we based it around a food concept, and we weren't afraid of that upstairs mall. If anyone's familiar with the old Main Street Mall, the glass elevator and the whole, it was like being in The Shining in a hotel, and we were the only business in a giant mall. It was pretty weird at one point in there, but we knew people would find us and find the great food and the ambiance that we created and the, you know, the energetic staff that we put around us. And
so things started off well. Right, you started 2004, so you have three or four good years.
And then,
you know.
The bottom fell out.
A couple tough seasons. What was that like?
It when that happened in 2008, 2009, and that time, we struggled in there. We mortgaged our homes. You know, we laid everything on the line to keep the vision alive and to push forward. And then the mall went into a bankruptcy, and it was just us and Maxwell's back in the day. It was pizza place was in there. The Fat Kid Pizza was our neighbor, and it was just us. And we're like, wow, it's time to move. And then we're in the old our location now was Alex's back in the day for people that know Main Street, and it was available. And we're like, that's our spot. The heart of me.
When did you make that move?
We moved in. We opened here December of 2010.
Okay, and do you think that Alex's place became available because of that recession?
Well, he had tried to rent it out. It became a place called The Borderline. It was a couple Mexican restaurants, and then they failed, and then he was back in business. And then it sat empty for a while. And so the moving during the recession was really a blessing because we met JF. There was availability on Main Street. If I had to move today to a location on Main Street, different ball game, you know, and the prices where we're at here is we feel, Bob and I feel lucky that we were able to be ski bums, that we're able to move on and create a business in a town we love.
One of the things that we hear a lot from restaurant owners, particularly on Main Street, is the inability to keep staff. I know, as a matter of fact, that you have a relatively stable staff. People have been there for years. How do you do that?
Well, you know, I bought 24 ski passes last year for my guys. You know, we really encourage everybody to be part of the mountain life and experience that. And, you know, if you need time off, we'll work with you and get your time off to go travel or do what you need to do to come back and work hard in the winter. You know, it's there's no time off in the winter. We're, you know, the winter's knocking on the door here. I don't know, today is a blessing, but I have a feeling winter's around the corner.
You know, there's not much time off in this town at all, which is, as a resident, you know, sometimes, I love when the tourists come into town, there's this sense of excitement, and we're kind of, it's bizarre, kind of as residents in some way, we're playing host to many people, and I find that to be fun. But there's not a lot of time off. I think the city's done a great job of keeping this town busy. And that's because of good decisions and hard work that was being done 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
In the fall, we've gotten to that point where you really, you can just keep rolling in the fall. Like the River Horse goes, they play straight through. There's 7 days a week.
And we're going to have like three slow weeks. Once Thanksgiving passes, then things will pick up.
Once the chairlifts start turning, then it's back on. Like, yeah. There's really no downtime in the fall.
Here's where I'm going.
So you didn't close it all this fall?
No.
Here's where I'm going with it, though. What do you think the city council needs to be thinking about so that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, we're looking back and saying those were good decisions?
We've gotten to the point, as everyone knows on Main Street, we've through the PCRA and the Restaurant Association and the Chamber of Commerce have promoted summer to a point where summer, July and August are a December, January situation. You know, we've filled this town up in the summer. So the fall, it tapers down. It's a breath of fresh air to slow down, recuperate your staff, fix your equipment, you know, plan for Sundance and Christmas are already, you know, rolling. That stuff's already in the books. Where we do have room for improvement is in the spring. When this past winter, when all three ski areas closed on April 7th, that's like lights out. You know, it really.
And I know they're trying, right? There's that big business seminar that the city's been involved in. Roger, do you remember?
We closed for the longest we've ever shut down shop. We closed April 7th, and we didn't reopen until Memorial Day weekend. It's just you're swimming upriver in the spring. It's just when you vacate all of our skiers, you vacate all of our employees. When all three those ski areas closed on the same day, it was pretty dramatic this year.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thanks for the update on Shabu.
Yeah.
I'm glad things are going so well, and thank you for joining us. Our guest today was Kevin Vileka. Thank you for joining us on Mountain Money.
Pleasure to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Kevin.